This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The mass flooding from Tuesday's destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine has drowned cities and brought new threats. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The scale of the devastation across large parts of the region has brought fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. It's now threatening a new wave of homelessness, disease, toxic chemical contamination, and even warnings of floating landmines in this ecological disaster. Russian state media are reporting that although the water levels may have peaked, the floods are expected to remain for up to 10 days. The long-term damage is another matter.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is pouring into the U.S. East Coast and Midwest and covering the capitals of both nations in an unhealthy haze. And in between, New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
We recommend vulnerable New Yorkers stay inside. And all New Yorkers should limit outdoor activity to the greatest extent possible.
It's also delaying some flights Wednesday, sending school recesses indoors, forcing the cancellation of events, and prompting people to fish out pandemic-era face masks. Canadian officials have expanded evacuation orders. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued more than 1,400 migrants from overcrowded fishing boats and other vessels, including a sailboat that were trying to reach the country's southern coast. A Coast Guard statement released Wednesday said the separate rescue operations began late Monday and ended in the early hours of Wednesday. This is VOA News. The newly inaugurated Nigerian government said last week it is removing fuel subsidies beginning in July to deal with rising inflation, but since the announcement, the cost of fuel has increased. Gibson Emeka has this report from Abuja.
The new administration says it understands the hardship associated with ending the subsidy, but says it is best for the nation's long-term economic health. Economic observers generally agree ending the subsidy will help in the long run, but many are urging the government to strategize ways to cushion the short impact on citizens. Gibson Emeka for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Flowers from Oprah Winfrey and book royalties are among the items on the annual financial disclosures by U.S. Supreme Court justices, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson reports Winfrey sent her a $1,200 floral display for becoming the High Court's first black woman. She also disclosed more than $6,000 in designer clothes for a magazine photo shoot. Sonia Sotomayor received nearly $150,000 in royalties for two kids' books, but the justice whose report was most anticipated did not file one. Clarence Thomas asked for an extension. Thomas has been under scrutiny for not disclosing several hundred thousands of dollars in gifts from a GOP donor. Sagar Magani at the White House.
One of the most iconic figures in pro wrestling history has died, correspondent Gethin Kubal reports.
The Iron Sheik, a former pro wrestler who played a burly, bombastic villain in 1980s battles with some of the sport's biggest stars, has died at age 81. A statement was posted on his Twitter page, but neither mentioned a cause of death or where he died. The Iron Sheik, whose real name was Hossein Khosrow Ali Vaziri, grew up in Iran. In his pro career, he donned curled boots and used the camel clutch as his finishing move on matches, while playing the role of an anti-American heel for the WWF, which later became the WWE. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Lionel Messi says he's coming to Inter Miami and joining Major League Soccer. After months of speculation, Messi announced his decision Wednesday to join a Miami franchise that has been led by another global soccer icon in David Beckham since its inception, but has yet to make any real splashes on the field. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA